ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
That's what I pray for every night.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
You having any of it?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I showed you what these guns could do in the Middle East. Now I'm going to show what they can do in the ring.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that man is dangerous enough to kill with his bare hand.
Pedro Fernandez.
Playing.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ring Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. And straight up today, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network, we talk boxing and mixed martial arts for the next hour. Straight up, we're talking MMA, of course, the UFC tonight on Fox Sports from Brazil. You can probably watch it on the internet somewhere. And, of course, fights from across the pond. Derek Chisora in the world of boxing, of course, a world-ranked heavyweight. And Tyson Fury, the 6'7" lummox that we had on the show about 7, 8 months ago. And then he went and got knocked down by Steve Cunningham, who's a guy like, was like a world smaller than him. It was like David versus Goliath. And the little guy knocked him down. I mean, he ended up getting stopped. But the bottom line is Tyson Fury has leaks, as do most of the heavyweights in the world right now. We're going to talk heavyweights today because that's what's happening. Everyone wants to talk about the heavyweight division and the future in America. Well, I'll talk about that after the break. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Godfather of Soul on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Hey, girl, I missed you so much. Give me a yuck.
Ooh, Max, your breath.
Love stinks. Love
stinks. Don't let bad doggy breath come between you and your pooch. Try Nutrident Complete from Nylabone, the all-natural dental treat that's clinically proven to clean teeth better than weekly brushing. That's because Nutrident Complete's unique 360-degree scrubbing nubs fight built-up plaque and tartar, the number one cause of doggy breath. Nylabone, Nutrident, and Nutrident Complete. cleans like a brush, tastes like a treat. Available at Petco. To learn more about Nutrident and save money, visit Nylabone.com. That's Nylabone.com. Nylabone.com.
Catch the Star Fantasy League show Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time, with your host, Jonathan Sprung, co-hosted by SFL CEO Zach Stanley and SFL COO Seth Young, as they talk everything fantasy sports. Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Twitter at SFL Show. Online at StarFantasyLeagues.com. On the Sports Byline USA Network.
I'm not invincible. The great Floyd Mayweather is invincible. Nobody's invincible. You just have guys that are really, really good at what they do. And that's just what it is. But anybody can be knocked out. Anything can happen in that ring. And that's why boxing has the buzz and intrigue that it has. And that's why it'll never die, because I'm a huge sports fan. I watch all sports. But it's one thing to watch a team sport, but it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
Check it, 12 and a half minutes past the hour. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez, and you're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide, 29-plus years now, the longest-running fight show in history. Well, as far as the fights across the pond, and they start at 1 o'clock Pacific time, you can probably go Yahoo International, see if you find a live stream on this, or you can find it on pay-per-view. There's all kinds of little options going on here. But Derek Del Boy Chisora, 19-4, 13 KOs, a 7-1 favorite over Kevin Kingpin Johnson, an American, 29-4-1, 14 KOs. Of course, they're going at it, and I think in Wembley in London. And Johnson, you know, he's an okay fighter, but he's probably going over there. They don't bring you over there to win. And Chisora's been in pretty good shape of late, and he's been bringing his weight down. Unlike 277-pound Tyson Fury, 21-0, 15 KOs. Remember we had him on the show like 7-8 months ago, and he was talking about how great he was, and he went out there and got knocked down by Steve Cunningham? Yeah, anyway, he's fighting today. He's a a slight favorite, I believe, over Joey Abell. Let me check the odds here. Oh, yeah, 22-1. 22-1 favorite over Joey Abell, 29-7, 28 KOs. You know, bad week for Tyson Fury. His wife had to go to the hospital. I mean, he had a horrible week. So he's hoping that two of his cars were torched in an arson thing. And, I mean, you know, when fighters have these issues and these type of problems early on in their career, and it's relatively early for Tyson Fury, 21 fights, okay? But I saw this with Kelly Pavlik, the boxer out of Youngstown, Ohio. You know, him falling off that stage in the stand-up comedy routine when he fell off not once but twice, staggered off because he was drunk, put both fists through windows at one point in time when he was the, quote, middleweight champion of the world, put both his fists. See, that's what I couldn't understand, is that both his hands were cut from going through a window. And I don't know about you, but that sounds like a little absurd, doesn't it? Both hands? I mean, one hand maybe, but both hands? So anyway, Kelly's got some issues, and I hope he's addressing it, but that's what I think was going on here with Tyson Fury. And ain't all 12 eggs are not in the dozen there. That's all I'm trying to say. Of course, that's the fights across the pond. They start at 1 p.m. Pacific time. That's 4 p.m. Eastern time. You can catch them somewhere on the web, either on pay-per-view or something else like that. Go to Box Nation. I mean, there's all kinds of different things to do. Let's talk about the heavyweights. Today's heavyweights, of course, the number one man, 61-3, knocked out three times, though, 51 KOs. Vladimir Klitschko, 37 years old. Number two, according to, now I'm going by BoxRec.com, supposedly their ratings are computerized, Kubrat Pulev, Bulgarian, and he's 19-0 with 10 whacks, okay? Tomas Ademik is ranked number three, and this is like mind-blowing, because this guy's like a B heavyweight. And if you get him this high, that's maybe where the computer's got some problems, because he is 49-2 with 29 KOs, one stoppage loss. But 37 years old, of course, he's drawing all those big crowds back in the Meadowlands. I mean, Jersey, he's hot in Jersey. He can draw 25, 30, you know, 50. I'm serious. Put him in a decent fight against another guy of, like, East European stature, as far as, I'm serious, and they'll sell 25,000 seats over there. He's hot. But is he that good? No. Is he that? No. Tyson Fury, the aforementioned, 21-0, 15 KOs, ranked number four by, who's doing these ratings? BoxRec, garbage in, garbage out? Is that what's going on here with these ratings or what? Robert Helenius, who is 19-0 with 11 KOs. He's out of Germany. Okay, we'll talk about him in a minute. Chris Areola, 36-3, stopped once, of course, 31 KOs. Derek Chisora, who's fighting in the main event tonight across the pond, or just in an hour here on the Pacific Coast, 19-4, got stopped one time, 13 KOs. Of course, Bermain Stavermi. This guy, Staverm, he's the weird guy in this. I mean, he's 23-0, 20 KOs. Take that back, 23-1, 20 KOs, stopped once in a draw. Okay, but we'll talk about him in a minute. Alexander Povetkin, we're going to move him off the list. Tony Thompson, some say he's the best heavyweight in America until proven otherwise. Then you've got Adlander Solis, of course, a Cuban national, 20-0. Thompson's 38-4 with Povetkin. Let's erase him from the picture. 26-1, 18 KOs. He got lucky against, was it Marco Huck? I think Marco Huck beat him in that fight and didn't get the call with cruiserweight. So not too much respect there for Alexander Povetkin's skills. Tony Thompson, too old. Guy's 42 years old. Maybe a southpaw. Say he's the best American we got going. Until proven otherwise, that's a sad state for the country that once had like guys like Larry Holmes and George Foreman and Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier. How about Joe Frazier, Muhammad Ali, and Larry Holmes all in like, and George Foreman all in like 10 years? Wow. Anyway, not today. Deontay Wilder. Put an asterisk next to that name. We're going back to it. 30-0, 30 KOs. Brian Jennings, the kid from Philadelphia, 18-0, 10 KOs. A little bit small as a heavyweight. Okay, and I think we'll go two more. We'll call him Vi Glaskov. He's out of the Ukraine. He's the heir apparent, supposedly, to the Klitschkos. 16-0, 11 KOs. And then the last guy in the top 15 is Christian Hammer. Mike Perez. Remember Mike Perez when he stopped Mago Abdusalamov? Remember, put the guy in like a bad medical state and all that kind of stuff. In his last fight, he looked like really pedestrian, really pedestrian. So we're doing that. He had a draw too. So we're eliminating Mike Perez from the picture until he sort of steps it back up. Okay, let's go back. Vladimir Klitschko. What's he going to do? His brother's trying to become the president of the Ukraine, and he's leading the opposition people over there. As I said, the three losses. And in case you don't remember him, I don't blame you because it's been like, I think it's like 11 years. His last loss was to Lehman Brewster in 2004. 10 years ago, TKO 5, okay? Corey Sanders got TKO'd him in 2003. And then, of course, Ross Purity did him in a long time ago, back in 1988. This is the 1996 Olympic gold medalist. Ross Purity stopped him in 11 rounds, of course, over in the Ukraine. Bottom line is, but since then, with the adaption of the Emanuel Stewart boxing style, because Emanuel taught him to fight like that, sort of, I call it fighting scared. You know, but it's effective. If you're 6'7", you can get away with this. And he does get away with it. That makes him he's the best heavyweight out there. Whether you like him, you don't like him. I mean, I got mixed emotions over Vladimir, but I think that he has been a good representative of the heavyweight division. The guy's scandal free. And, I think he's an all around good guy. But as far as his next guy is taking on Alex Lapai, I don't know. Alex Lapai is going to get drilled real quick. That's going to be in Germany. That's going to be April 26th. And Alex Lapai is 30-4, been stopped twice, three draws, and 24 KOs. Of course, they are going on. He's coming off that Povetkin win. And of course, that was in last October. Bottom line is Vladimir Klitschko, number one in the world at heavyweight. Got his figure. 61-3, hasn't lost in 10 years. Come on. Kubrat Pulev. I don't know. I haven't seen enough of him. And the fights that I've seen, he's been in fights where you knew he was going to win. Okay, I mean, you know, it's one of those, like Joey Abel. He fought Joey Abel. And he TKO'd Joey Abel, who's going to get TKO'd probably or hammered by Tyson Fury. This is funny. Joey Abel, oh, man. Joey Abel's not the greatest fighter in the world. Anyway, let's talk about the rest of the heavyweight division. There's not a whole lot out here. Ademik, skip him. Tyson Fury, skip him. Helenius, I don't know. I don't think we're going to have to skip him, too. Tris Areola, you know, he trains the taco truck. He has said it on this show. He trains on beer and the taco. A couple of times when he stepped in the ring, it was obvious he was telling the truth on that occasion. Derek Chisora, ranked number 7. We'll have to see what Chisora can put together because, you know, ever since the mid last year, he got himself, as far as being fit's concerned, he has no thick waist around him, anything like that, and he's getting leaner and leaner. Supposedly every fight, we'll see what he weighs for this fight here in just about an hour. Stavermi is the guy. He's sort of like the unknown commodity here. I mean, is he good enough to become the heavyweight champion of the world? I don't know, but right now he's locked in a contract dispute with Don King, and he hasn't fought since like last April, and I think he needs to be fighting. This is a kid that's originally out of Haiti, now living in Las Vegas, okay? What can I say? Canadian, too. And you don't fight Don King and win, because what Don King does is he'll last you out. Even at the age of 82, he would just outlast you. I told you about his negotiating sessions with guys like Dan Duva and Bob Hallerman. Dan Duva, the late promoter, Bob Hallerman, of course, the man that sprung to fame in the 1960s, interviewing Muhammad Ali for Miami ABC television when he was the Fifth Street Gym, a budding fighter as Cassius Clay. But Hallerman did a lot of tapes down there. So, you know, Hallerman was a strong man, and they drank coffee, him and Dan Duva, and Don King would talk and just talk and talk and talk and keep it going and going and going and going. And finally, they just succumbed to his wishes to an extent just to go to sleep. But the Donald has a lawsuit with Stavern back and forth. They're suing each other. I think Stavern's suing him. And, you know, back and forth. You can't win. I'll say it again. The guy's 35 years old. He needs to make a move. He's coming off that win over Chris Arreola, winning in 12 rounds. Arreola was down in the third round. Okay, I mean, he won going away on the card, 117-110, and Marty Denken's card had it 118-109. Okay, and he's beat some good fighters. There's some decent fighters. Ray Austin's a decent fighter. Okay, but the rest of his resume are not all that impressive. That's why I say he's sort of like the unknown commodity in the heavyweight division. Will he be the guy? I don't know. Brian Jennings, 16-0, 10 KOs out of Philly. He's got some promise, got some hope. You know, that size thing. And guess what? In boxing, size matters. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Jason Ellis, boxing promoter, manager, MMA guy. We'll talk with him at probably about 40 minutes past the hour. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and, of course, the iHeart Radio Network.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, challenges and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Well, I'm on Ring Talk, and as you know, this is one of the first shows that got onto the internet. My friend Pedro is a true fighter in his own mind, I should say. But he really is. I seen him exercising the other day, getting ready for somebody. I don't know who it is, because everybody is taking shots at him. So I see him getting himself in good condition so that he could fire back. Never been one to say die. Never been one to hide out. He comes on, damn near torpedoes, full steam ahead.
The incredible Don King sung him happy birthday in August in Budapest, Hungary, or led the WBL Congress and singing him happy birthday. President Janos Adler was there. We had a great time, man. I told you that was that night where I had waiters talking into their lapels. So I was saying, this security's pretty tight here, man. All of a sudden, like, they're rushing the president. The president sneaks in. Boom. It's the president. Whoa. Okay. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. This segment, of course, about 40 minutes past the hour, we'll switch off to MMA and bring in Jason Ells. Of course, he is with Relentless Sports Management. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest running fight show in history. And how long? 29 plus years now. Okay, let's look at the upcoming schedule. As I said, today, not a whole lot happened. All these fights across the pond, they're like, Chisora is like a 6 or 7 to 1 favorite over Johnson. I told you the other guy's a 21 to favorite, Tyson Fury over Gonzalo Omar. Okay, Huey Fury's on the card. He's supposed to be a heavyweight we're supposed to keep an eye on. Yeah, right. If he can fight like his brother, not too much. Vivian Harris still fighting? Wow. Taking on Bradley Skeet over there, and that's all on pay-per-view. Now, next Friday night, February 21st, from the Edgewater Casino in Laughlin, Nevada. Laughlin, Nevada is a beautiful place. It's got a river running right down the middle of town. Right where they built the casino. It's beautiful. I did some radio in there. I had a radio station. Mark Ratner, the USC official now, former head of the Nevada State Athletic Commission, owned a radio station in Laughlin, Nevada, and I used to do a show there. That was in the 90s. Good Lord, time flies. Anyway, ESPN2's got an ESPN lightweight tournament quarterfinalist next Friday night. Chris Rudd versus Yakubu Amudu. And, Fedor Pazipov versus Petr Pedrov. Now, I'm all for people from other parts of the country coming here and making a dime. I got no problem with that. But where's the American here? I mean, what's going on? I think Bob Spagnuolo hit the nail on the head last week when he said that, you know, all these guys are coming over here and getting all this American TV exposure. And, of course, they're beaming it back to their native homelands. And all, it's all fine and dandy. I'm not trying to say this should deny TV time. Are you trying to tell me that they haven't got American fighters that can get into this thing? Come on. It's time and time and time again. All these guys are cashing on that East European money as far as the promoters are concerned. Because remember, I told you, ESPN, which used to give like $55,000 and $60,000 for a card, like with Freddie Roach and back in the 80s, okay? That was 1980s money. And now they're only giving like $12,500. And you've got to put the lights together. You have to have the lights to specifications. So you got to get all your money either A, out of the house, or you're not going to get much because you ain't going to get no money back on TV. 12.5, that's all you get. That's all you get. Back in the day, 85 grand, 100 grand. Then they went for the special fights on like USA Cable on Tuesday nights. Some of those fights, they'd pay $200,000 for USA Cable, and they were worth it. Boxing was something back then. We need boxing with Americans back on television. Now, I know the heavyweight division is not ripe with heavyweights right now, and it's especially American heavyweights. And people say, you know, the boxing goes as the heavyweight division goes. Well, that's not always been the case because people like Roberto Duran and Sugar Ray Leonard, Marvin Hagler, I mean, they were Tommy Hearns, they were the exception to that rule. But Oscar De La Hoya for sure, okay. But Julio Cesar Chavez, but for the most part, that rule has applied through history, you know. And then also, he who controls the heavyweight champion controls boxing. I don't know about that anymore because Tom Loeffler is. I don't think he controls boxing, but I think he's a very, very powerful dude. This K2 Promotions, of course, they snatched it up. I think they had one loss last year, or the loss last they had. And they've got a few guys going. Of course, the world heavyweight champion has lost in a decade. So that's Friday night on ESPN2, the ESPN lightweight tournament featuring basically a whole lot of non-Americans. Saturday, take that back, one more card on Showtime, Showbox, Angelo Santana versus Henry Lundy. Henry Lundy is dropping down, I think, from junior welterweight. And I never thought much of Lundy. Lundy was supposed to be a prospect. Then I saw him on TV, and I said, nah, this guy ain't making it. Saturday night, HBO2. Let me straighten this out. I think it'll be Saturday day, HBO2, February 22nd, from the Venetian in Macau. Of course, that's in China. Zhu Xming, the Olympic gold medalist, two-time Olympic gold medalist. I don't know. Taking on a guy. Get this. They name him after their gyms in Thailand. Let me say that again. They name their fighters after the gyms. I kid you not. Or after a product, like K2 Battery. That was a kid. That was a fighter's name. Anyway, this guy's name is Yok Thong Kokit Jim, G-Y-M. I kid you not. Miguel Vasquez is on the card, taking on Dennis Shavidoff. Of course, that's for the IBF 135-pound title. These guys, Zhu Xming, who doesn't do anything for me at all. In fact, if he was a porno movie, people would be falling asleep in it. Seriously, he just doesn't have the abilities. Okay, and they're trying to build him up, and then, you know, I mean, hit that one guy, what did he hit him with, like 45, 50, 60 punches almost consecutively, and the guy never went down, and the guy had been knocked out before? Doesn't that sort of tell you about his inability to punch? The WBA and IBO featherweight titles will be on the line when, another name, Simpawi Vetska takes on Akafumi Shimoto. That's for the WBA and IBO featherweight titles, 126 pounds. Now, the same card. That same night, as I said, the ESPN card, we got another ESPN card going, and that's with the ESPN middleweight tournament. It'll be the 28th. We'll talk about that in a minute. But HBO is going to come back March the 1st. March the 1st. Of course, Julio Cesar Chavez, man, you know he got beat by Brian Vera last time, and he's probably going to beat Brian this time because he just got so much size on Brian. And, you know, I mean, Brian was like a mosquito that wouldn't go away the last time. And I don't know if he can duplicate that feat. I mean, when you rob fighters, let me put it to you like this. You're the average John Q Citizen, and you're going to Las Vegas to play blackjack. You throw down 10 bucks and you get a 21, and somebody beats you with an 18, and you say, whoa, how did that happen? Well, that's what happens when you get robbed in boxing. And, you know, like Jeff Fenwick against Azuma Nelson, when Fenwick got robbed the first time, and then Nelson went down to Australia in the rematch and busted Fenwick up and stopped him. And, I mean, Fenwick owned him the first time. And they tried to say that Zuma was sick. I don't know. Anyway, Julio Cesar Chavez, Brian Vera, that's Junior, March the 1st from the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. Vera willing to fight in hostile territory. I hope he's getting a lot of money because he sure did get burned last time. And get this. This is the fight. This is the fight. Orlando Salido, the WBO featherweight champion, again, 126 pounds, taking on in his second professional fight, Vasyl Lomachenko. Seriously, he's 1-0. He's going to fight for the WBO title. Now, that's not taking anything away from Salido. Salido's a tough guy. Of course, he was beaten by Mikey Garcia, who moved up to 130 pounds from 126. But, you know, that's one hell of a step. That's a bold, bold move. And to do that in your only second fight, what can I say? I guess you've got some confidence. Of course, going 396-1 as an amateur, two Olympic gold medals, and he deserved those, unlike Zhu, the fighter from China. Of course, according to Teddy Atlas, Teddy, I think, was at both Olympics, and Teddy didn't think he won the gold medal or deserved it either time. Okay, Juan Diaz on the card with Gerardo Robles, my buddy Juan Diaz. I thought he was going to go to law school. And how about this? The San Francisco kid, Kareem Mayfield, taking on Francisco Contreras. Kareem's a good guy. I'll try to get Kareem on next week's show, but Kareem's really a good guy, works a lot in the community. Got to give him props. That is the card for Saturday, March the 1st. Straight up, HBO comes back then. But if you want to get up at some obscene hour, the 22nd, they'll have on HBO 2, Zhu Xing from China. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above, check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you, but your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Got pain? Get Zim's Max Freeze. Zim's Max Freeze. Maximum muscle and joint pain relief. Your solution for temporary relief of aches and pains. Zim's Max Freeze knows your pain and relieves backaches, strains, bruises, and sprains. If you're a senior, weekend warrior, or seasoned athlete, get Zim's Max Freeze. Zim's Max Freeze is fast-acting and deep-penetrating with no lingering odor. Available at all major retailers.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
40 minutes past the hour, we're talking MMA until the top of the hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast. And of course, UFC tonight. On Fox, Fox Sports 1, UFC Fight Night, Leona Machida and Jagar Mazaoui. Of course, they are middleweights, 185 pounds. 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock out here, 7:30 out here on the West Coast. I think you've got the Fight Pass and watch some other fights as well. On the line, He is the CEO and president of Relentless Sports Management. His name is Jason Ellis. Jason, congrats. Got some pretty good props here. This resume I'm looking at, pretty impressive.
I appreciate that, sir. Thank you.
You know, so how's life treating you?
Not too bad. You know, a little warmer conditions than what we've had the last few days. So, nothing to complain about, that's for sure.
Well, you know, I mean, so you're trying to tell me, is it cold down there? Is it hot down there? I mean, can you put your alchemy water outside the window and get it frozen or what?
It wouldn't get frozen, but it definitely be a nice cool temperature for me to drink.
All right, good enough. Talk to me about alchemy water.
My athletes are standing behind it, and I've even tried it myself. I love it, you know, personally, because it gives me energy, because I'm a bigger guy. I'm 6'5", you know, about 300 pounds. I just carry my weight real well. But, it gives me energy through the course of the day. You know, when I work out and exercise, I don't cramp up or anything like that. I love it. And, I even have family members drinking it now. I guess the best way to say it, they all are ranting and raving about how they enjoy it.
Okay. Are you surprised that, and I ask people this because I'm not, and I wasn't, and things like that. I've been called, I was saying this 2 years ago, that Ronda Rousey is like the big, she's almost like the biggest star in MMA right now.
I'm not surprised. You know, her work ethic is second to none. Her personality, you know, people either hate her or love her. You know, it's a kind of give or take situation, but at the end of the day, she's producing results, you know.
I asked her if she got her shtick from Muhammad Ali. I mean, because she's good. She's really good, you know. But she can generate, as you said, the love hate thing going on. Ali had that love hate thing, and I think she got some of that stand up stuff though. Looking at the wrestlers from the '80s, I'm talking about guys like Ric Flair and this and that. I mean, she's a sharp girl.
Yes.
You know. So who do you represent? Talk to me about your little stable.
Maybe you guys probably heard the announcement about WSOF 9, March 29th. Josh Redinghouse is in our stable. He's challenging Marlon Moraes for the inaugural 135 belt.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And where's that going to be?
At the Hard Rock in Las Vegas, March 29th, okay. On NBC Sports.
That's sort of cool. Are you happy that, you know, you're getting this television exposure? And is MMA still growing at such a rapid pace?
Absolutely. You know, I definitely believe it's growing because, when I first started out 4 years ago, you know, the first year I worked with two athletes. And I kind of networked and took people's brains and talked to different people that are in the industry to kind of get a feel what kind of animal I'm getting myself involved with. And, now to see guys that, you know, come out and work their way up through the regional seem to get bigger opportunities is it's a good feeling to know that you helped him achieve that, you know?
Okay. And when you look at the Bellator product, I mean, do you have fighters that fight on Bellator or what?
I have had fighters fight on Bellator, yes.
Yeah. I mean, what happened to they were on such a roll the first part of 2013. I mean, I thought they were putting forth all these pretty good fights that had climactic endings or probably, you know, matchmakers being pretty good there. But, you know, a lot of fights that had, you know, abrupt endings and people dug that and they watched the product and then they sort of went off the air for a couple of months. And I don't know if they've got the energy back with their Friday night cards as far as their audience is concerned because I'm missing them. What about you?
I think that they got some interesting matchups announced, you know, with that lightweight tournament. You know, King Mo and Rampage eventually meet each other. They got... Everybody's waiting for Chandler and Alvarez 3. You know, that's a given. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that once they get their first event for the new season underway, I think the momentum will pick back up for them, especially with all this talk about Gilbert Melendez signing with them or agreeing to a principal agreement. With the UFC obviously having their right to match, but if they don't match it, wow, that's huge for Bellator.
You know, Melendez was making, when he was a Strikeforce, he was the highest paid lightweight in the world for about 4 years. He had a great contract. He was getting six figures each time out.
You there? Yeah, I know. His last fight he got, I think, when he fought Diego Sanchez, that kind of thing, he got $175K.
Yeah.
Roughly.
Yep. And, you know, between you and I thought he'd beat Benson Henderson by a point. I thought it was a three.
I agree. I would have to agree with that. I thought that he did enough to win.
Yeah, well, Did you think Gustafsson did enough to beat John Jones?
To be honest with you, I actually didn't see that fight.
Okay. Alex Gustafsson, of course.
I was actually out on with my some friends of mine at a bachelor party the night that event went down.
Okay, that gives you the excuse. Okay. Okay, we'll let that one go. The bachelor parties. If they're as famous, if they're as infamous as they were 25, 30 years ago when I was going to bachelor parties, I know you had a great time. Let's talk about you. Huh?
To be honest with you, a lot of it has to do with because people know I don't drink. So a lot of times I'm there kind of babysitting.
Yeah, I've been there too. Lyoto Machida and Gegard Mousasi. Who wins that tonight? UFC on Fox, the main event. Jason?
To be honest with you, I really don't care. I probably might catch that turn it on when that fight happens. Machida's footwork, move around his elusiveness can make the difference. But Masao was making waves when he was in Triforce, so, you know, we'll see what happens.
Okay. Ronaldo Souza and Francis Carmont. Any pick there?
No, I don't have no picks there. I don't have no picks there.
Okay. When you look at USC 166 and you look at the fact that Ronda's in the main event against Sarah Pinkman, we talked about her superstardom and this and that. She's going to do these Athena movies. You ever heard about that?
I saw the announcement that she signed on for the movie, but I don't know enough about the movie per se. You know what the plot's going to be.
Well, you know it's off some book. Some guy named Thor had written a book, and she got tight with the writer of the book. And before you know it, you know she's doing the movie. But I think she's going to be. I think she's going to leave. You know, Gina Carano's done well. Seriously, she has.
I think she's fallen in that path where she's setting herself up for her future. So when she's ready to hang up the gloves and not compete anymore in a couple of years, she can focus on acting.
You know,
an actress.
She beats up so many guys. I'm sort of ashamed of the male race to an extent. I mean the male sex to an extent, because every guy I know that's went in there with her down there in Southern California has got licked.
Well, you got to watch out for that. You can protect your arm, man. There's a girl that's been doing arm bars her whole entire life, and her mom being a former judo champion, drilling that in her.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Jason Ellis, our guest, folks. He's the CEO and president, of course, of Relentless Sports Management. In this segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide brought to you by AlchemyWater.com. Check out the website, Alchemy Water. That's how it sounds, AlchemyWater.com. Now, when you look at the heavyweight division in the world of MMA, Cain Velasquez, a lot of people think he's in a world of his own, is he?
Right now, I think so, yeah. I mean, the way he kind of embarrassed JDS both the last two fights, yeah, I think he's in the league of his own at this point. But, you know, there's interesting prospects coming up that may be able to, once they fully develop, if they're able to meet each other down the line, it'd be interesting. Like Steve Mako, the new WSOF heavyweight.
Mm-hmm.
From what I've read, when they used to compete each other against each other in college, Mako manhandled him in wrestling, you know. You know, he still has some other tools to come up with, but, you know, guys like that, it'd be an interesting fight, for sure, if they meet each other, you know, down the line.
Okay. What about John Jones moving up to heavyweight? He's making all this noise, give me Kane and this and that.
I think that's a horrible move for John. You know, I think right now he needs to be focused and thinking about Daniel Cormier coming up on the face, or Gustafsson again.
Well,
especially after all the things that I read about that fight.
Well, Cormier, let me tell you, Cormier is undefeated. He's from out here. He's fighting out here in California at the American Kickboxing Academy down in the Silicon Valley area. And he gangster slapped Frank Mir. I mean, beat Josh Barnett. I mean, whoa, he's the real deal. He's unbeaten. Jason?
Yeah, no, I agree.
I mean, he's unbeaten. I mean, I think he's going to give John Jones one hell of a run for his – and he's Olympian. He's going to give John Jones one hell of a run.
I agree. I would have to agree with you there, you know. I also think that if Phil Davis gets a shot, we'll give John Jones a hell of a run too.
Okay. What about at middleweight? Is Chris Weidman in a world of his own?
I think, honestly, I mean, I'm going to pick Weidman against Belfort, mm-hmm. but I think he's got his hands full of work cut out for him. I don't think it's just going to be something that he can walk through. You know, like I heard an interview, his coach Longo said, kind of say, oh, it's a fight we're comfortable, we're going to win. I believe Chris Weidman's going to win, but he's got a tough challenge in front of him.
Yeah, well, yeah and no. Jason Ellis is our guest, folks. Of course, he's the CEO and president of Relentless Sports Management. And what's your website?
RelentlessSportsMGMT.com.
There you go. One more time?
RelentlessSportsMGMT.com.
Okay. Weidman, I picked Weidman twice to beat Anderson Silva, and I picked him to beat Mark Munoz. I'd watch him, and I'd, you know, realize that he had never been taken off his feet. I think he still hasn't been taken off his feet. I mean, Anderson Silva was no match the first time, and he was beating him the second time. And what'd you think of that check? Did you like, is that a bold defensive move, checking a guy's kick like that with your knee?
If you're getting kicked in your leg, you need to check it. You know, I think it was just more of a freak accident than something that was planned or we trained to check that way. Personally, I mean, if you watch the replays and seen how Anderson was winging them leg kicks, I wouldn't want to be on the other end of that personally.
Is Silva done? Can we stick a fork in him at 38?
No, I think Silva will come back and prove a lot of people wrong just because he's a winner, man. You know, he's a winner and he's a natural born athlete and he's phenomenal. And I don't think that, I mean, granted, he doesn't have to prove anything, but I think he's going to prove that he'll come back just to prove that nothing will stop him. You know, whether or not he fights face of the Weidman again, becomes a middleweight champion again, that's not my decision to make, you know.
But, you know, Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay got old. Everybody gets old. This guy's 38 years old.
And also in his last 18 fights, he's only lost twice. Once because he was showboating and got caught, and the other because of an injury, a freak injury.
Oh, okay, Jay. I feel where you're going here. You are a Silva guy. See, I am a Weidman guy.
I'm actually a Weidman, but I'm also realistic. You know, here's the thing. If he wouldn't have showboated so much, he wouldn't have got clipped like that.
But let me interrupt you for a second. Jason Ellis is our guest, Relentless Sports Management. Weidman was, see, I fought, and I don't know if you fought, but when you get in the ring with a guy or you get in the octagon with a guy, you can sort of feel it. You sort of like, whoa, you know, you feel a guy's power, you feel his strength and this and that. And I think that Anderson Silva was feeling it the first time, and he tried that clown and stuff, but you know, I think that Weidman did what any fighter is supposed to do. If a guy drops his hands, you're supposed to throw. I mean,
I agree. And that's where I credit Weidman's maturity, because of the fact other guys, when Anderson started doing that, they back up and they get hesitant. Weidman saw his opportunity and he took it.
Okay. And so you think if they fight a third time that Silva's got a shot, huh?
You know, like I said, this is mixed martial arts. Anything can happen, man. I'd say Silva has a shot, you know.
Okay. This segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide brought to you by AlchemyWater.com. At AlchemyWater.com, check out the product. It's a fantastic product, and I've had some, and I'm sort of digging it. I've only had it for a couple of days now. Jason Ellis, all the best to you. Relentless Sports Management. Hope to have you on soon. Good luck with your future and your stable.
I appreciate that. Thank you for your time.
Much respect. The mighty Tower of Power bringing us to the break. The song that just, it's all about me. You are still a young man. Ah, not really. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time, call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
800-296-1325, 800-296-1325, 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
You're skating on thin ice. Not really. The show is 58 minutes past the hour. There's a couple of minutes left in this segment. The Saturday show, of course, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We talk boxing and mixed martial arts in 1 hour. And then we come back on Sunday with the Grand Slam. 2 hours. 1 hour of boxing, 1 hour of MMA. Again, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now tonight, UFC on Fox, 10:30 Eastern time, 7:30 Pacific time. Bottom line is, pretty good card. Of course, Lyoto Machida, yeah, the dragon. Real deal, man. Let's see what he can do at 185, 185 pounds. He's supposed to be like the unknown, the guy that could possibly challenge Chris Weidman and beat him. Now, Vitor, a lot of people are giving Vitor props. I just don't think Weidman's going to be able to Weidman's going to have all that much difficulty with Vitor Belfort. Now, some people say I'm wrong. And Jason Ellis there, of course, of Relentless Sports Management, he thought that Vitor is going to test him. But I don't know. I'm not into Vitor Belfort with that testosterone replacement therapy. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you in part by AlchemyWater.com. Check out their website. Check out their product. It's fantastic stuff. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Don't forget the Sunday edition. Catch us Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And my website, RingTalk. That's RingTalk.com. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life. I love you.